Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
And that's what life's about.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, it is crossover time, so let's head out to Splash, adjacent to Chase Center. Warriors home opener tonight against Denver. What's going on, Willard and Dibs? How you doing?
Well, pretty good again.
Pretty awesome, pretty phenomenal, and here we are getting ready for the home opener, and it's the calm before the storm, and by storm, I don't mean to portray that as negative, but it's going to be a storm of blue and gold, and next thing you know, you've got a lot of excitement, and you've got a Warrior home opener. Pretty awesome.
Okay, so, yeah, no doubt about it.
Try this.
Whoa. Willard, what are you thinking?
I'm trying to find it. Can you hear me?
Now we can, yes.
Okay, yeah, all right. What am I thinking? I want to know where the hell you are, because I was promised that you were going to be standing right in front of me trying to get in my goat. That's what I was told. So are you?
I'm in the studio.
I know. But, like, how many minutes do I need to wait until you're here, Steinie? That's all I want to know.
Oh, look at Wheel.
Until I'm out.
The Wheel talking to him like Steinie on bread.
Let's go.
Wait, what do you
get
mean?
Get down here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm on my way. I'm going to the game with my brother. I'm coming to mess with you guys.
You said maybe you were going to come down here, stand in front of me, and try to mess with me. Yeah. I heard you say it.
Oh, no.
So let's
do it.
I've been looking forward to it since you said it.
Yeah, I changed my mind.
All right. I knew you would.
Maybe I'll come. Guru's coming down there, though.
I know he is. Because Guru's a real one.
But I don't want to be a distraction. I hate that you guys, I love that you have to do the show, but if I come, but you know what I mean. I got to let y'all perform.
Come sit here and do the show
with us. Come through, yes.
Mark Spears is going to come by.
Spears?
Steve Scott's going to come by. Like, come on, it's going to be a cast of thousands. You can be a part of this. You're Guru.
All right, I'm going to come by.
Come by.
You coming, Steinie?
Sure.
Yeah.
Everybody, the whole panel.
Why don't you guys wait outside for me?
Yeah. Be right there.
No, I usually like to go to, this is a big one, you know, the home opener. I like to I like to slink in when, like, Utah's in town.
I'm kind of with you a little bit. The fam and the peeps and the lovely Christy were like, hey, can we go to this one? And I'm like, not this one. You know what I mean? We got 41 others. There's 40 other ones. Like, can we not just, with all the stuff and the pomp and circumstance, like, we were just, You know what I mean? We just did a watch party 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And Thursday night, this is a perfect two-screen Thursday.
Look at you.
I'm actually looking forward to seeing you, Goo, hanging with Dibs.
All right, I'm coming.
Seeing some of the people on their way in. Let's do the show, and then I'm going to get my butt out of here, and I'm going to go cook some pasta and watch both games with the kids. That's what I'm doing tonight.
Hey, I got to do something here. Steiny asked me something, and it just came out of left field, and I can't shake it. And we'll get right back to the Warriors. But it was Robert Saleh and the job that he's doing with his defense. And I got to believe the job that he's doing with his defense. If I'm an owner or general manager of another team and I need a coach, this supersedes. And I know it's going to sound crazy. What I think didn't go right in New York. Your thoughts on that? Because I think if again, the season's not over. But if they keep playing and performing and not the reason this team's losing – I mean, how does that look on his resume compared to whatever you want to call what happened in New York?
Well, it looks good, but then you also have to step back and realize that there are some people who are elite coordinators but not great head coaches. And I think about Norv Turner as one guy who would fit that bill. And, you know, the Niners, if they beat Houston on Sunday, and the pick is in, and I'll give that tomorrow when we're all together.
Exciting. But that's exciting.
If Houston were to lose again, and if Houston were to continue to look like this, which is, man, D'Amico Ryans, defensive coordinator, great defense, but your offense stinks, he might lose his gig.
Yeah,
and
wow.
Saleh lost his gig. And Mike McDaniel, offensive coach, their offense is not terrible. Well, the whole team is terrible, but he might lose his gig. So just because Saleh's defense looks good doesn't mean that he's automatically now another head coaching candidate. It's a little bit more nuanced than that. I think that Saleh is better as a head coach than D'Amico and Mike McDaniel, but certain things, you know, certain
Morris.
Things are not necessarily like on balance.
Well, and I'd say Goo, like outside of you, who just walked into a room one day and took this job with sheer talent, most jobs in America, you guys know how they start. They start with relationships. And so it's no different in the NFL. When there's that team out there that is looking for a new head guy, is Robert Saleh going to be a candidate like many other coordinators? Sure, but are those relationships
okay.
in place? What
All
is that GM?
Gotcha.
Who does he know? Is it his guy? And you know, do they want an offensive coach? Do they want a defensive coach? So I won't dismiss what you're saying at all. He definitely could be a candidate. But
I hear what you're saying, too.
This offseason might be a little quick, too, because everyone still remembers, you know, the one failed job, whether it was his fault or not.
Now, Dibs, I do got to just throw it real quick back to you. You said you think he's a better head coach than D'Amico Ryans. Now, Ryans is taking his team to the playoffs as a coach.
Right. And the whole idea of took his team blah, blah, blah. Yes, he did that, and his quarterback was amazing. But since then, his quarterback's gotten worse.
No, he has, man.
When you look at situations, and I look at Robert Saleh in New York, and the Jets are, like, maybe a little bit north of Cleveland, but that is a broken organization. So I actually was saying this to Mark yesterday. If you're Robert Saleh, and Tennessee is open, and New Orleans is open,
okay.
It won't be, but Carolina's open. If you look at the open jobs, wouldn't you rather stay as coordinator another year as opposed to go to a team with no quarterback and poor ownership? If I'm Robert Saleh, I'm thinking, yeah, I'd rather be here and make whatever I make as a coordinator and wait for an actual good job.
Yeah,
that's tricky,
it depends
man.
What
yeah.
It depends if they're going to double or triple that paycheck and for how many years. But I definitely
right.
hear you, and that's always a problem with the jobs that come open in professional sports. They tend to be less than ideal jobs, so you start out behind the eight ball a little
bit. And that's where the Steve Kerr thing to me is so fascinating, because if you believe the reports where it was like the New York Knicks or the Golden State Warriors,
yeah,
and
man.
Like, what are you going to choose? And, I mean, New York is the Big Apple, and it's the Mecca. And then you look at Golden State, and it's like, well, Mark Jackson got these guys to where they're actually a good team, and he chose wisely, if I can borrow from Indiana Jones, and the rest has been ongoing history. But a lot of times you don't have that choice. And if you're Robert Saleh, you might be looking at, well, this team is terrible, and this team's just a little less terrible. So what do we really want to do, you know?
Yeah, speaking of Steve Kerr, another great interview with him yesterday, and it's kind of funny. sort of the theme of our show. I'm a Golden State Warrior lifelong fan, not a Jonathan Kuminga Golden State Warrior fan. But Steiny and I talked about it. I wonder, had Moody been healthy, you know, would Jonathan have gotten a start? And, of course, you guys get that out of him. Do you expect J.K. to be in there again tonight?
I would think. I mean, Steve confirmed with us yesterday, by the way. Remember you guys asked if we would ask Steve this, and we did. Would Moses Moody have started if he were healthy on Tuesday night? The answer was yes. Yes. And so I can only think that that would be the case again tonight. But again, Moses Moody is out tonight. So at the same time, Steve did say that is a group that they want to work with and look at. And so, I got every expectation that the starting lineup tonight is exactly the same.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. I also think that if you look at Kerr's history, he's probably known to tinker over the, especially, you know, the first couple months of the season. And I think there's going to be nights where Kuminga starts, Kuminga doesn't start. I think there's going to be nights Horford starts. I think there's going to be nights Draymond starts at the five. I think Pods will start most of the time, if not all. Moody, maybe a little in between. But the one thing about Kerr is it's always about these three-man units that he wants to try to put together, and he always is looking for certain things with those three-man units. And one is you always have to have one shooter of those three at least. And so, you know, I think this thing's going to evolve over the course of the year.
Well, I also wonder, too, because of the whole Al Horford's not going to do back-to-back things.
Right.
Because I think a lot of us thought Al Horford would maybe be in the starting lineup at times.
Yeah.
But if he's going to miss all of the back-to-backs and you want continuity in your starting lineup, maybe Al Horford is a come-off-the-bench guy all year long.
Yeah.
You know? But then again, yeah, then you get to that whole question of how many minutes does Draymond play at the five, and do you want him, you know, bumping chests with Nikola Jokic for however many minutes tonight? I don't know. That's the challenge to this whole thing. There will be a lot of different starting lineups, but yeah, I think, I mean, why would you not go with the exact same group tonight that you went with two nights ago based on all those factors?
Yeah, and I'm with you, Willer, but I was just telling Steiny, I'm no coach, but I would think Horford would definitely play tonight and sit out tomorrow as opposed to miss big Jokic where they need him and then play them against Portland, right, Dibs?
Yeah, and confirmed. Confirmed yesterday. Okay. Confirmed. And that's why I think that tonight you might see Al Horford get more than the 20 minutes that Steve Kerr had talked about being the limitation. I think maybe you stretch him out to 25, knowing that he'll be off tomorrow, and then he won't play again until, I think, Saturday.
Monday, isn't it? What's the next game after Friday? Isn't it Monday?
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday. They got two back-to-backs.
Three days off if he does
so,
that.
So, I mean, if you're looking at Al Horford's minutes, tonight would be a time where maybe you want to stretch him out a little bit more and you give him more of those minutes. And I do think that part of it, too, is like letting Al get comfortable with this group because of the Jonathan Kuminga off-season contract thing. They didn't have a great opportunity to get everyone together, even in the offseason, Al and, you know, Seth when he gets here and D'Anthony when he's healthy and all the rest of it. So maybe you use a few extra minutes tonight to try to get Al more comfortable with the fellas. Mm.
Make sure you're not sleeping on Klingon, Goo. Who's going to guard Klingon tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, we'll deal with that.
He's a big boy.
Who's coaching Portland? Oh, we already know. What did you guys make of that this morning, if I can ask my brothers?
Absolutely,
man.
Fascinating, and I read the whole indictment. And my big question, and it's funny because I talked to my ex-wife, who goes by...
This got really real, really fast.
It got real because her name is similar to Chauncey Billups. And when she worked at Blue and Gold Fleet 30 years ago, they referred to her as Chauncey Billups. Her name is Chonda Brewer. And so when she worked at Blue and Gold Fleet, which was manned by mostly St. Mary's basketball alumni, Steiny, you know most of them, James Daly and the fellas, they all referred to her as Chauncey Billups. And so she has taken on that moniker in social media. And so today I get a text from my ex-wife and she says, do I need to change my name? And I was like, what? And so I go online. I hadn't seen it yet. And I looked at the news and I was like, oh my God. So I did a deep dive. And my big question on Chauncey Billups, not the ex, but the actual guy.
Yeah, you can ask questions on both if you want.
The big question is why? why, Chauncey? Like, why did you get involved in this? And my answer, and I don't know this for fact, but either Chauncey himself or somebody close to him got underwater with the wrong people, and so those wrong people, whether it's the Gambino or the Scorseses or whatever the families are...
The names are amazing.
They came to Chauncey and said, yeah, we're going to need you to do this or else that. It's a classic this or that, so... Like, the indictment, if you want to read through it, it is fascinating. It's a fascinating story of high-level cheating. But my question is, like why would Chauncey get involved in that? Somebody got to him.
Rich people get involved with stuff sometimes. One thing, you know what I mean? I don't know about the dynamics of why filthy rich people need to go after another dollar.
Greed.
I don't know it, but it is like, I don't want to judge that way because I'm not filthy rich, and I don't want to act like it wouldn't be the same. You know, it's that dynamic of like, whoever, you all got a friend group, and then there's whatever, right? It's five regular people and the one dude who has eight yachts, and then they just expect the eight yacht guy to pick up the bill because you're like, what difference does it make to you? But like, that also feels presumptuous in an unfair way. Man. Like, most of the super duper millionaires that I've ever come into contact with are still trying to make more. They're not like on an island in flip-flops, which is what I feel like most of us think we would do if we ever hit the lottery. We would just dial out and leave, right?
I get it, but he made $107 million as a player, and now he's making between three and whatever as a coach. So for me, you don't do what he did for money. You do what he did with the mafia. You play a part, allegedly, in these rigged poker games because you have to. And why would he have to? It's because either he or somebody else close to him owed the mafia a favor. And so they have these games where, hey, come play poker with Chauncey Billups. And these four or five, actually seven of them, imbeciles. Yeah, I'll play with Chauncey.
X-ray,
what a thrill.
Yeah.
And it's all rigged seven ways to Sunday.
But that's a dumb decision.
But how did he get into a spot where he owed the mafia something?
It's not that he like owed them. Maybe his cousin or his brother's cousin's baby mama or somebody.
Okay.
Somebody came underwater.
I mean, who knows?
But Will, we don't know if he owes Chauncey's in debt, though, right? We don't know that part of it.
No. We don't know that.
Allegedly,
probably
right.
Will be soon.
I'm guessing that a guy who made $107 million as a player and is still earning quite nicely as a coach, I would imagine that even if he was going full on, like, I don't know, Ipe Muzuhara,
right,
or even if he was like gambling his butt off, he still wouldn't be in a spot where he would have had to go and do this. I think that, and I'm going to be throwing like snowballs at the sun here on the Michael Jordan thing, but the conspiracy theory on Michael was his dad was underwater, and they came to Mike, and Mike said, nah, and then his dad had an accident, and all of a sudden Michael Jordan's playing baseball. So, like, this might be something where Chauncey has a friend, a relative's friend, whatever, who's in trouble, and the only way to get him out of it is for Chauncey to play a part in this absolute ruse of a poker game.
Yeah, and I'll say this, and I told Steiny, I'm triggered, and I didn't try to defend Chauncey because that's a stupid decision, and I'm in no position to judge anybody. Tupac told us that only God can judge. But the way this story is hitting to me and people are reacting, and Dibs, you called it fascinating, it's like, oh, every NBA player's betting on themselves or Prize Picks, and I don't like that. We already knew about Rozier last year. So what did we learn new today? Did an NBA head coach, former player Chauncey Billups, made bad decisions? But Willard, I just feel like this story is not Major League, NFL. It's just me, and I could be wrong, but it's reading like, oh, the players are betting on themselves, and I don't like that.
I'd love to weigh in on this, but Steiny, did you do the thingamabob yet?
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
That was high-quality thingamabob. Yeah. I appreciate it. So, okay, here's where my mind goes.
I don't
think it's like that. I don't want to believe that it's that.
Do you find the timing peculiar?
Well, no, okay, nothing is pure. So like when nothing. So when you go out there and you hear people go sports is rigged, we always blow
that off.
We hate it. And I don't believe that. I don't want to believe that. I don't believe that. So but is it pure to the point where every single person out there is doing this? Like, no, I mean, right? No, nobody is all the way across the board. So yes, there are going to be some bad apples. Are there probably more? Is it more kind of underwater than we realize? Probably so. But I'm glad you brought up, you know, Prize Picks, Underdog. I think this is a bigger deal about them than it is about sports gambling as a whole. But, you know, here's one thing I've always done. When people go, oh, my God, the media, why is that crap on TV? And I'll go, that crap's on TV because it's getting good ratings. I don't look at the producers. I look at the receivers, and that's us. That's us. We have to admit, Goo, this is who we are.
Yeah.
This is how we watch sports. And I think increasingly the pure sports fan that roots for a team or a set of teams solely because he or she loves it and that's it, that's a dying breed. That, like, we are still that, but we aren't that about a lot of things. I'm that way about the Niners, the Giants, and the Warriors. That is it. That is all.
Wow.
And other pieces of that, I can be bought. I took the Seahawks in a survivor pool last week. I sat down on Monday night and rooted for the Niner rivals. I did.
I get it.
I did that because that's who we are.
Wow.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And that's how we got here. That's why this stuff is the way it is. It's why all the leagues have welcomed it in. They have to.
Yeah,
they want to survive.
Yeah, I mean, I was telling Goo, you know, man. He was saying, did you watch the Spurs game last night? I was like, nah, not really. And I said, yeah, I got to tell you, Goo, I only really like to watch the Warriors play somebody.
Same.
I'll watch another game, but the enjoyment factor isn't even close.
Well, I've thrown this out there for years, and I always kind of get made fun of with it, and I get it, but like, could you imagine March Madness without your bracket? And would you still be into it?
That's a great question. No, I wouldn't.
No,
you know what I mean?
No,
I wouldn't.
Right?
And like, Willard, you're gonna think I'm lying. I'm a guy that likes the conference tournament, so I would be watching, man.
You are an exception on so many different levels in life.
No doubt.
You are an exception, and you are an exceptional person. And so that's over here. But for a lot of us, you know what I mean? Like,
I got it, man.
Like Blue Jays Dodgers tomorrow night, whatever.
That's appointment TV for me, but I get you.
I'm out. I can't wait to watch Warriors Blazers tomorrow night. Blue Jays Dodgers, give me a break. And if the Dodgers weren't in it, I'd say the same thing.
If the Dodgers weren't in it. Yeah,
they're just because it's hate of
the Dodgers. If it was the Padres and the Blue Jays tomorrow night, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out.
I do think that the greater piece is the March Madness one where, like, I could ask all of us in the room, like, who was in the college football Final 16 last year? And you'd be hard-pressed to remember all the matchups. Mm-hmm. And even though they've expanded that, you get to the national championship game. Okay, cool. Someone's going to win a prize at this point. And I do think that the Prize Picks, the underdog, the daily fantasy, the over-under, higher-lower part is where they need to, like, take a hard look at it. And I know Adam Silver on Tuesday on the Pat McAfee podcast or the show, he kind of addressed that part of it because if you're Steph Curry, for example, well, Steph is making so much money that he's not going to trick off.
How much a game?
Bet.
Real quick, Dibs, we got this. How much does Steph make a game, Steiny?
About $720,000.
All right, go ahead, Dibs. Yeah,
exactly.
Wow.
And even if he wants to take care of his people, he can take care of his people. And I'm looking at the indictment, not on the Chauncey Billups, but the other one. And Rozier tips off a longtime friend that he planned on leaving the game early. That friend pumps in $200,000 on the under. Wow. And the very next night, you've got the assistant coach, Damon Jones, and that's why these both got released today, is because Damon Jones is connected to both. He was a player in the fraudulent poker game, and he also was a coach with Portland who then fed information to a mutual friend who then went ahead and bet against Portland that night. So I do think that, you know, the old expression, tip of the iceberg, if you think about what that means, like an iceberg is however big out of the water, that's only about 9% of the actual iceberg. So if you want to use tip of the iceberg for this, how many more of these incidents are there that we don't know about? Mm. The answer is thousands.
I mean, we'd be stupid to think that this is, you know.
Just with basketball too, right? You know what I mean?
I mean, football's tougher, like, unless you have a player who is, like, over under 3.5 catches, and now you're going to have 4 drops. And if you do that as a football player, non-guaranteed contract, you might have a blanket party, and you might lose your job. So I think football is a little bit more immune to it because it's 45 guys against 45 guys. One guy can't swing it, but in a basketball game, if your over under is 18.5 points, rebounds, and assists, and you decide that I'm not going to pass, and when I shoot, I'm going to try to miss, and I'm not going to rebound.
But what about baseball, though?
But Class A or whatever the guy's name from the Guardians was.
Sure, like, should we be investigating Patrick Bailey for taking the over on his strikeouts on a nightly basis?
Wow. Dude, that's a four. That was
just a question. Just a question. No, but honestly, if somebody did want to play that way for baseball, with all the strikeouts, would you stand out?
No, you would not.
If you go 0-for-3 with 3 Ks, is somebody going to be like, that doesn't look right? No.
1994, maybe.
Right.
Exactly. Yep. If Tony Gwynn struck out 3 times, we got an investigation.
You know, you know what I say about Bailey, the catcher, right?
What do you say?
He's a Hall of Framer.
I'll give you a 2.
Get it?
I'll go 3 because it's a Thursday. It's a Thursday. It's my favorite day of the week.
Framer.
It's a 3 if the jacket was off. It's a 2 with the jacket on.
Where are you guys out on Vitello?
We talked about this yesterday.
We're allowed to talk about something 2 days in a row, Steiny. You talk about Kuminga for 438 days in a row.
Come on.
It's okay.
I've got a networking obligation.
I'm pulling up on you guys. I'm headed down there now.
Obligation?
Look at him.
With who? Who are you networking with?
Yeah, he's exit stage left. I'll see you soon. I'll see you guys soon. Where you at? The front, the back?
We're upstairs inside.
It looks nice. Okay.
It is nice.
I'll see you in a minute.
And delicious.
Yeah. All right.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.